Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy. What's up, kids? You kind, intelligent, discovering souls. We have a wonderful show today. We have stocks, flightless birds, going to Egypt, touring the Nile River, and we'll see what these kids know about toys. Round one is stocks. So it's never too early to start thinking about investing. What is investing in a nutshell? You buy a stock of a company and you own this tiny little portion of their revenue. So if they do a good job, it's worth more and you can sell it for more money. But if they do a bad job or something makes them obsolete, they can end up losing money. So you want to invest in some good ones. If you girls had to invest in one company right now today, what would you do?
Target.
PetSmart.
Wonderful. So this round, you may be wondering, stock, how does it work? I'm going to give you a stock symbol, and you're going to have to tell me what company it represents. Here's an example. DIS is the symbol for Disney. Cake is the symbol for Cheesecake Factory. Sometimes they get cute. There's a stock symbol that's ZZZ, and it's for Sleep Country. Or HOG is for Harley Davidson, not Hogwarts. You get it, girls?
Yeah.
Good luck. Question one. The stock symbol SBUX is for what company? SBUX.
ESPA?
No.
Roblox?
Starbucks. Green aprons are common, but if you see a barista with a black apron, that means they've attended a coffee master's program and can answer all your coffee-related questions. Question two. The stock symbol COST, C-O-S-T.
Costco?
Yes, it is Costco. And a fun fact for Costco, they lose money on some of the items just to get you in the store. One of the items is the $5 rotisserie chicken. Why, you ask? Mm-hmm. To get you to walk into the store, walk all the way to the back where the chickens are, and hopefully buy a bunch of other items on the way that will make them a bunch of money. Question three. The symbol CROX is for what company?
Crocs?
Crocs it is. Pretty simple. Just sound some of them out. Fun fact, crocodiles were around before there were dinosaurs, and the saltwater crocodile is the largest reptile on Earth.
A lot of reptiles were around with the dinosaurs.
Yeah, they really were.
Especially like water reptiles.
Question four. The symbol PZZA is for what company?
Mod Pizza?
No.
Patch's Pizza.
Papa John's. The founder and CEO of Papa John's, his name's Papa John Shatner, and he insured his hands for $15.3 million.
Wait, what?
He's got to toss the dough. He probably doesn't do that anymore, but I guess he got his hands insured.
What's insuring?
It means if something happens to him that he would get all that money because his hands are so valuable. Question five. The stock symbol, six, S-I-X.
Six? Maybe like a learning place, a school?
Quite the opposite. Six Flags. The original theme park had six different flags of the different cultures that governed Texas throughout history. A Texas question to slip on in. Girls finished 2 out of 5 for stocks. Not bad for owning none, knowing nothing about them. They did a pretty good job. Round 2 is flightless birds. There are a lot more flightless birds, I realize, than I thought there was. See what these girls know about it. Question 1. What is the only bird in the world that can swim but cannot fly?
A penguin?
Jackpot!
It's weird because I thought a lot of birds could swim but can't fly. But
yeah, it's only one. Many birds can swim, we know of, right? Ducks, geese, loons, pelicans, swans. Lots of birds can't fly. You got your dodos, your rheas, your roadrunners, cassowaries. But only the penguin is the bird that falls under. Can swim, cannot fly. We are blowing minds since 2022. Question 2. In what country do you find the kiwi?
South America?
Canada?
New Zealand, home of the most flightless birds in the world, partly due to its isolation and lack of predators. It is an island. Question 3. What flightless bird lays the largest bird eggs in the world?
Ostrich?
It is, and it makes sense because ostrich is the largest bird in the world, so why not lay the largest eggs?
Ostriches also are the fastest birds on the land.
I did not know that. I would have thought it might have been the emu because they got the calf muscles. Question 4. This bird was created by Jim Henson and is one of 17 fictional characters to have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Wise owl.
That bird in Lion King that's annoying and stuff?
They really let me down with this one. Big Bird, come on, Big Bird.
I was really thinking about that, but then...
Question 5. Which flightless bird is on the Australian 50 cent piece?
The dodo bird?
No, no for dodo.
I think I know this one, but I forget, so I'm just going to say emu.
It is an emu. Good job, girls. 3 out of 5. Saved it with the emu guess. Round 3 is Egypt. We all know about the longest river on Earth. It's the Nile. Most rivers flow south due to gravity, but the Nile is the contradiction, flowing to the north. Question 1. Is Egypt part of Africa or Asia? Yes, it is Africa. It's nestled in the northeast corner. It connects Africa to Asia. It has the Suez Canal, which reduces travel time from the Indian Ocean to the Atlantic by 7,000 kilometers. Pretty cool. Question 2. What was the 2-letter name of the falcon-headed god of the sun in ancient Egyptian mythology? 2-letter name.
I don't know.
3 letters and incorrect.
I thought they all had 1-letter names.
Ra. R-A. Question 3. How many great pyramids are there?
9?
No.
3!
There are 3! The great pyramids of Giza. There's many more pyramids spread out, but there are 3 great big ones. Question 4. What do you call the ancient symbols Egyptians used to record stories?
Hieroglyphs? Hieroglyphs?
Hieroglyphics, correct. And the Rosetta Stone, it was inscribed with three scripts: Demotic, Hieroglyphic, and Greek. And it was the key to understanding, and that's why you hear the Rosetta Stone being such an important part in history.
Bird from Egypt.
What about the bird from Egypt?
They used birds a lot in their symbols.
Oh, yes, they definitely did.
Also, bee in Egypt is a foot.
Question 5. Which body of water does the Nile River flow into?
Ocean?
I don't know.
Mediterranean. Girls go for 2 points in round 1, 3 points in round 2, and 4 points in round 3. Obviously, they're going to get 1 point in round 4 toys.
Hey.
Question 1. What company created Barbie?
I thought Barbie was a company.
Nope.
Toys R Us.
Mattel. Personally, I don't understand why Barbie became such a huge thing. There had to be a bunch of different dolls floating around at that time, but Barbie became one of the best-selling toys of all time. Who knows? Question 2. How many Toy Story movies are there?
Four?
Correct. Now, these movie companies, in my opinion, they just go too far. I mean, four Toy Stories? Who even knew? But I did get to thinking, how much do these actors get paid for just talking in the movies? And Tom Hanks, famous guy, made $50,000 for the first movie, which is not a lot for a guy like Tom Hanks. But once they realized the movie was a big success and wanted him back, he got bumped up to $5 million and then $15 million for the future movies.
But normal actors don't get a lot of money.
No, mostly just the stars. Question 3. With over 35 million units sold since June 1st, 1989, what puzzle game is the best-selling Game Boy video game of all time? No hands up this time.
I was just reading about that. It was like a Russia guy made it and he sold it to us.
No. Well, maybe, but not the answer.
Nintendo?
Tetris. Question 4. What classic Hasbro game, whose name comes from Swahili to build, was inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame in 2020?
Michael.
Minecraft?
Jenga. Swahili to Bill. That's a fun game. Classic. Question 5. Which Sesame Street character was the it toy of the 1996 holiday season, causing some shoppers to pay over $1,000 and even resort to violence?
Elmo.
Elmo is correct. Tickle me, Elmo.
Elmo, but why would people resort to violence?
That tickles. I don't know, but it retailed for $29. But some people just had to have it. And I think they would like get in fights over the last one remaining at a store.
They're probably getting that toy for like their kids, and their kids wouldn't want them to.
I don't think their kids would want them to resort to violence, but people just sometimes do wild things. Girls finished 3 out of 5. What do they got for the show? They got 2. They got 3. That is 5. Then they got 9. And then they got 3.
12.
Girls got 12 points. Thank you for the help in the math, Maddie. 2 truths and a lie. More toys. Statement 1. First ever toy to be advertised on TV was Mr. Potato Head. Statement 2. Silly String was invented as a medical product and not a toy. Statement 3. The popular Rubik's Cube was invented by a middle school student. So you have Mr. Potato Head, first toy to be advertised. Silly String, not invented as a toy. Rubik's Cube, invented by a middle schooler. And the lie, Miss Maddie.
Yeah. Can you get a meal first?
One potato head?
Three middle score.
That's correct, Maddie. That is a lie. These middle schoolers aren't inventing anything. They're just walking around trying not to crease their shoes. The Rubik's Cubes were invented by a Hungarian sculptor and professor of architecture named Erno Rubik's. Girls finish with the lucky 13 points.
Wait, that's unlucky.
Girl, say something sappy to the audience members.
No, be quiet.
Goodbye.